And it is Tuesday morning on Coast Radio, and we are joining the COVID-19 update with Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center. Joining me this morning is Dr. Jacqueline Serrano and Heather Postgate. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So one of the things we're talking, of course, a lot about COVID-19 right now and the way medicine is kind of changing or forcing change upon us. How has the coronavirus changed the way you look at and practice medicine? Dr. Serrano, we'll start with you.
Well, we've gone to mostly telephone visits, and during the time frame that we're on social distancing, I am trying to cancel out any routine care like annual women's visits or Medicare wellness visits and just kind of postpone those for the future. The other things that are kind of more immediate, we're still seeing either through the telephone or in person. So for instance, if someone has a sore toe and they're not sure what's going on, and I don't know over the phone whether it's an infection or gout or a fracture or something, then they obviously would need to be seen. But if it's just a diabetic follow-up, that works pretty well over the phone. If they've had their labs, we can talk about things. They can tell me if they're having any side effects, what their blood sugars have been at home, and that works out really nicely. So that's been going well.
Does the absence of not having the patient there in the room with you change the way you have to diagnose because of the lack of physical interaction? I mean, I know like with counseling and stuff, I've talked to counselors that say it's whole different because you don't have that physical interaction and that chemical interaction that goes on. Does that make a difference for you over the phone, Heather?
For an established patient who I've seen frequently, it doesn't seem to cause too much of an interruption. It's always nice to have the face-to-face interaction. It's a little awkward sometimes when we talk over each other. But in general, I think it works pretty well because the majority of medicine is actually gathered through the history. And then there's maybe 15% that I gather from the physical exam. And then at least another 5 or 10% from labs. So in general, just getting a good history over the phone works okay.
Now, what do you do about collecting vital signs and blood work and things like that? Because obviously, I think pretty much every time you see a patient, you take some kind of vital signs in order to kind of get a gauge of where they are. Dr. Serrano?
Yeah, that is true. And so for our patients who have home blood pressure cuffs, we've been doing that, and that's been helpful. Some of my patients even have home O2 sat monitors, and so they can give me their oxygen levels. For patients who don't have those things, I've been trying to order them, and they can get them through the drive-through window or have them delivered by their pharmacy. And for people who just can't get it, we go without.
Well, speaking of the pharmacy aspect of it, then, is it possible to write prescriptions through a phone visit?
Absolutely. We haven't been doing paper prescriptions for quite a while. Even our controlled substance prescriptions are going over the internet now with a two-factor authentication, so they know that it's actually coming from me. So that's not a problem at all.
What other challenges do you come upon through the phone visits, or what other positive things? Heather, if you want to start, kind of tell me some of the challenges with the phone visits.
Well, I think overall, the patients that I've done telephone visits with have been really receptive. I think most patients really appreciate that we're able to still meet their healthcare needs and still talk to them about any issues they have, and then decreasing their risk as well as, caregivers here at the clinic. So it's really been a positive experience moving to telephone visits because patients really appreciate that they can still talk to us and get that care that they need.
Dr. Serrano, from the pregnancy side of it, being an OB, is there anything? Again, you take a lot of information from what you've already gathered from a patient, but is there anything different in that respect as far as from a pregnancy visit might go?
So as far as pregnancy care, we have been doing in-person visits with them, as is recommended by the American College of the OBGYN. We might stretch out the time frame between visits, or we might try and do one visit over the phone and then the next visit in person. But we still need to put hands on the belly, and we still need to get the fetal heart rate. And those are not things that can be done at home. So our in-person visits have been with OBs, and also we do some pediatrics as well. Like newborn visits, we can't really evaluate a child for jaundice over the phone. So we're still doing some in-person visits.
Is there any different precautions you're taking now when you bring someone in for that? I imagine so, right?
No, absolutely. We try and only have the pregnant person in the room. We try not to have them bring their kids with them, for instance. We've not been having the partners come in unless they really demand it. So there's that to try and decrease risk to our caregivers.
We're also doing temperature screenings for any patient or visitor that as well as caregiver that comes into the hospital. And then we're also masking any of the PAR staff or visitors, especially if you're having any symptoms.
Now, I understand also that with the telephone visits, you're going to be rolling out, I believe today, some video visits as well. How is that program put forth?
That's right. So, yeah, we are rolling out video or telehealth video visits that start today. You are able to either request a video visit or schedule one for yourself through My Peace Health. You do have to be signed up with our online portal, My Peace Health, which really allows you to have further access to your test results. It allows you to send a message to your primary care provider. It does allow a lot of more communication. So we encourage it for our patients anyways. But now, moving to the video visits, we'll be able to see a patient, be able to do some of that, you know, even evaluate rashes or lesions or, you know, things that would be really helpful to have that extra component, as well as that face-to-face interaction that you were talking about. That is really important. We're able to incorporate that into our visits as well.
Now, Dr. Serrano, you were talking earlier about the idea of maybe someone has a problem with their toe, maybe an infection, maybe gout. Is that something then that you could more closely diagnose on something like that?
Yeah, that would be a great way to augment our telephone visits, is to have the video component. And then I could see that toe and they wouldn't have to actually come in. So that is a perfect example of where the telemedicine visit is preferable.
Let's talk real quickly a little bit about the changes that are happening a lot due because of this, the COVID-19 pandemic. I made the joke with Ann talking off the air about how it's sort of like the Jetsons now. How do you feel things have changed even in recent months as far as medical treatment and medical diagnosis goes, Dr. Serrano?
Well, before I came to Florence, I worked in Alaska, and I actually worked in rural Alaska, and we have had a setup there where we could do distance medicine through a system where you can actually have someone on the other end, a caregiver. In the case that I was working with in Alaska, it was a community health aide. And so they could use this system, this cart that we had, to look in the patient's ear. And then I could see the eardrum. I could see the throat. And they had a stethoscope, a virtual stethoscope that they could put on the patient's chest. And I could hear the heartbeat and hear the lung sounds. And so I think that might be the future of medicine. And in general, and so I think there's a lot more we can do in addition to what we're doing now. But I think that this is kind of maybe going to change medicine in the country.
And I think for our rural community in Florence, we're going to be rolling out these video visits to the specialists as well. So, you know, allowing more access to Florence patients to, you know, do a video visit with gastroenterology instead of having to drive to Eugene or Springfield, I think will be a huge benefit for our community as well.
And again, that won't change the necessity of having in-person visits or take away that personal touch as far as the person, the in-house visits go, right?
Well, we're still offering in-house visits, especially if it's something that needs to be seen in clinic. But a lot, and you know, for diagnostic testing, sometimes you have to do the tests in person. But a lot of the visits, especially with video, yeah, if you're just reviewing lab work or going over medications and reviewing that, a lot of that work can be done through video or telephone visits.
Yeah, for instance, I think a nephrology visit or a rheumatology visit, you could definitely do through telemedicine, whereas sometimes gastroenterology, where they need to kind of feel the abdomen, maybe not.
And I guess this also is very helpful in a more aged community where people might not be as mobile, might not be able to get as out as much, even if it weren't not the coronavirus.
Right. It's really moved us. I mean, telemedicine has been out for a while now, and it's really moving us towards that quicker than maybe we would have been before. And I think that's a good thing for our community and for our company.
Dr. Serrano, Heather Postgate is a nurse practitioner. Dr. Serrano is an MD and an OB at Peace Harbor Hospital. Thank you both for spending some time this morning, giving us an insight on what's going on. And we look forward to hearing more about the video visits in upcoming episodes.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, George. Have a great day.
You too. Have a great day. That is our COVID-19 checkup with Peace Harbor Hospital on this Tuesday morning.